get to my thing.
Love Talk Radio.
All right, folks. Well, I'm here. If you guys are in hold right now, I just had a little delay here. I couldn't find my phone. I put it down in the bathroom and it was gone. So, folks, if you're there in the thing, hang out. I'm working on it. I'm getting it going here. Having a rough evening. I got the my son's project is going, and they're out in the thing, and they're in my studio area where I always do it. So I'm relegated to the closet. I'm having a hard time getting logging into my thing here on my tablet, but I'm working on it. So stay with me, folks, as I get this worked out. It's not even letting me log in over here, so I may have to go over here and log in. What's happening, Casey? What's happening, Pearl? What's happening, Shirley? Welcome to the show. Please share, and share alike. I'm having a hard time getting into my studio, so I'm working that out right now because I got a late start. It got really crazy here. We're coming home from Taekwondo and all this other fun stuff. So just bear with me. Hi, Viola. Hello, Daniel. What's happening, everybody? I'm slowly working it in. I'm getting there. My guests are on hold, I'm sure. Please wait. Please hold. I'm working on it now. So here we go. Just trying to simply log in. I don't know what's going on. It will not let me log in to my radio show. Here we go. I think I'm getting it on one phone here. Jeez, here we go. So Dale and Mike and Dean, if you're there, please hold. I'm slowly working this out. I'm very sorry that it worked out this way this evening. I'm getting signed in here. Here we go. So what I'm going to do real fast is let me get it rolling. If you're there in the live feed, please share to all your friends and your family. And I got to get this invited out, get people going. We have a very important show here this evening, and I would just like everybody to please share with your friends and your family and your uncles and your aunts and your neighbors. We're talking about the Citizens Militia and the United States military joining forces for the first time in a long, long, long time. And we have some of the folks that are involved in getting this accomplished. And we're going to talk all about it. A true, real, and official call to action. Now seeking specific types of trained personnel. We'll get all the details here tonight as we go live. So, folks, if you're there in the live feed, I see you guys are there on hold. I see you there now. Please share this around. I put out an hour and a half show tonight, so we're a little behind. Stick around. I'm going to do this real quick. Of course, our good friend Dave Bray, always doing great things. I'm going to play Dave Bray, Freedom Rings, because it does. We're going to make it ring. It's our job as American patriots to make freedom ring. So please share.
I'm being serious, man. These politicians act like they don't have to listen.
And invite all your friends. Yeah, doodle. Yes, indeed. We're going to have a good time tonight. And play. Here we go, ladies and germs.
That's all about to change.
After this ad.
I know the change, but I'm going to make that. Now I'm going to do whatever it takes to vote this year.
Are you? Dale and Mike, and whoever's on hold, please bear with us.
For every soul, from every war, across the seas, round our shore, every fold, the flag, the coffins of lead, it holds back. The price was paid for every soul. never cherish your name. Your freedom will ring. It's fine, friend. I'll fly.
Still fly.
There you have it, folks. Freedom Rings, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Get your copy today. You don't want to miss it.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
And as we all may notice, I'm stuck here in the closet tonight because we had a crazy evening here as a mad rush to finish a science project continues here at the Hoffman household, and the madness of Taekwondo boot camp weekend and the whole nine yards just culminated in a train wreck this evening trying to get ready. So I'm sitting in the closet with three phones and a tablet and a mini bazooka speaker so that we can rock out with some Dave Bray tunes and still have our show. Man, it's crazy. I still got a flag. I brought a flag with us, folks. You may recognize the flag from my shows hanging on my beautiful chair. Now I'm sitting on a wood chair in a closet. But it's okay because the show goes on. And we got a couple of our guests look like they're in the queue. So if you're there, Dale, if you're in Major General Dale Best, Jr., if you're in the queue, please press 1 right now so that I can identify you there on the board for sure. And let's see. Someone's asking for the number. Let's see. Who's this? Alan. Well, I got somebody. He wants to call in, but I got a boogity-boo. All right, let's do this. And the screen, he's called. See who's on the line.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network. I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA, right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray, USA.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just got an amazing phone call, and I actually have chills. Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been informed that we have a listener who listens apparently every week. His name is Alex, and today is his birthday. He is a veteran, and his birthday, he is 111 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, let's all welcome and say hello to Alex. Alex, welcome to the show, sir. Thank you so much for your service, and God bless you for 111 long years.
Well, thank you.
And I'm glad you listened. Thank you so much for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex, 111 years old today, an American veteran. Thank you so much for your service and your sacrifice, and may you be blessed.
Well, thank you so much.
I think that God bless. Alex, Granddad had a question to ask the community.
Well, I got a couple questions because I fought in World War II, and it's been a long few decades in American history since then. I think we've fallen down into the wrong kind of place. We got a lot of terrorists coming into the country, and I wonder what we're going to do about it.
Well, as you can see right now, the mobilization of the United States military forces to the border, setting up a tent city, to accept these, to at least process the folks and see if these folks are worthy of coming to our country first and foremost. And American citizens are going to go down there and assist in the most courageous way. God bless them. And I hope they get inspiration from folks like you who stormed the beaches of Normandy, who was there D-Day, Pearl Harbor, and all these other events that took place in World War II. I want to thank you so much for your call tonight, sir. And please, I'll leave you on hold, and you can listen live on the air, in the queue, there where you're at.
One question.
My question is, I fought in the Korean War trying to find some young Korean pussy. Where's the young pussy at?
Yeah, you're a funny guy. You're a funny guy, you know. It's good to have stupid fans call the show. Goodbye.
Hello?
He's asking where he can go. That was kind of crazy, folks. I kind of figured it was a setup there for a second. And it was. We've seen it. Good thing. I'm glad we got an Amber Alert and it paused the live video, so you guys missed it. But y'all on the live feed, you heard it live. You know, every once in a while you're going to get trolled on the show. It happens, you know, because the other side is shaking in their shoes and they can't believe what's getting ready to happen tomorrow, Election Day. Man, oh, man. Well, I could tell those guys had a fake voice, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, got to give people a chance. It's a damn shame that they would call up and say that they're a veteran, 111 years old, and someone honorable like me who loves somebody like that would love to speak with a gentleman like that. And he's going to call up and he's going to do that stuff. People are thanking him for his service, and this guy's a clown and a turd. And, of course, they're listening, so let them listen. That's what we love about these shows is they sit there and listen and they toil and they suffer because they can't believe that the blue wave is going to hit a red wall at a million miles an hour and be flattened. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Our first guest, Major General Dale Best Jr. What's happening, sir? American Patriot Union. Yellow? Uh-oh, what happened? We're live. Sir, are you there? Technical difficulties. Let's try this one. Oh, I think he's there. I heard him. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. General Major Dale Best, Jr., American Patriot Union.
How are you, Mike?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Thank you.
I don't know if you heard that.
I caught that little jab there at you earlier. That was pretty funny.
You know, what are you going to do? It's good to know that you're ruffling some feathers. If you're not ruffling feathers, you're not working hard enough.
Well, you know that's right. You know there's going to be some tomorrow, too.
Yep, and there'll be some the next time and the next time. I usually have some time to screen the calls, and I was just so far and stumbling around today, and I didn't get a chance to screen the call, and bam, I got had. Oh, well.
I'm following wall plugs around the house as many calls as I've been taking today, so bear with me.
All right, so we have an immobilization taking place down at the border. It's very important what's taking place and what's shaking out here. I also have on the line with us that I know for sure Dean is with us, too. I'm going to bring him in real fast. Ladies and gentlemen, Dean from the California 3%ers, right? Is that the official group you're with, Dean?
Actually, I'm on National 3%.
National 3%ers.
Excelente. And there's been some pretty amazing things happening, but there's also been some crazy things happening, like unhinged people trying to go down there. I've been in this doing this radio show for 5.5 years. I've seen many of things happen that were infiltrated by radicalized people. That's what I don't know what else I would call them would be radicalized. And people who have a vast knowledge of Constitution, and they try to twist it a little bit and get people in an uproar to rush down and do something instead of doing it officially correct. So I was wondering, Dean, if you know the statement that you had put out about come down, register, get vetted, if you have that statement to read so folks can understand really what's shaking, and then we'll talk about what kind of guys – they are now looking for, because some off-the-wall people are trying to run down there and be, you know, wild, wild west cowboys or something.
Great. I don't have it in front of me because I'm sitting in a parking lot, but I can tell you summarized.
All right. I think I can find it. I think I can find it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get pretty close. I can tell you how this came about. At first, I got a call from a group that basically called us up and said, we're going down there. Don't try and stop us. We're going. And I gave them advice, and the advice was I would go down there. I would stage backed away at least 10 or 15 miles back and just kind of back up the military forces that are going to be up there. And they said, okay, it sounds good. Sounds like a good plan. Thank you. And I said, have fun. You know, I'm not going to try and stop you. So I got a hold of a friend of mine who is a pilot who is transporting the military personnel down there. And I said, hey, might want to tell some of the guys in charge down there that these guys may show up so that they would know that they were going to be there. So he did. And then the reply that we got was, well, they said, you know, they could use the help. They can't officially call you guys in, but they could use the help. And I said, well, that's great. So I said, you know, if they wanted to do something, you know, on an official level where they'd be a little bit more in control of this, they could swear these guys in as posse comitatus. And I said,
right,
that's a great idea. And that's
right,
how that came to be.
All right, so they're swearing the guys in on the posse comitatus. Major General Dale, can you maybe explain a little bit? Because some folks are like, well, you can't use the military because of posse comitatus. But folks are misunderstanding what the posse comitatus really is and how it's worded and what it says. Can you give a generalization of what posse comitatus is and how it can be, how it's used and that kind of thing?
I think Dean probably knows the definition a little better than I do, but I do understand because a couple of years ago the Border Patrol wanted some help, and instead they got Homeland Security about 5 miles back, and quite a few of guys that hadn't been vetted had went down, gotten some trouble. But if, yeah, Dean would probably be the easiest one to explain the rules of engagement or rules of duty, I should say.
You know, I understand the gist of posse comitatus. I just wanted someone to kind of explain it maybe. So, Dean, if you might know that.
Posse comitatus is basically, remember back in the day, a sheriff could sit there and say, I need a posse. I need some manpower. And would go to his community and he'd say, I need some help in chasing these guys down. Who wants to go? And those who'd want to go, well, he'd swear them in under posse comitatus to be, in a sense, his deputies. And that's what it is. It's just the military saying, we got an emergency here. We can use some help. Come down here, swear in, and we can put you to work and basically have you working in tandem with the military. The reason why I suggested that was that way they're following the commands of the military.
Right.
So we know what to do and what not to do, because there's going to be people out there that are just going to do some stupid stuff, and that's what I was afraid of. And so in order to keep everybody from getting in trouble, well, you're now working with the military. Follow their commands. Follow their orders. Don't do anything dumb. And that's why
they probably don't want a regular citizen like me. All right, I go to the range, I shoot, I do some training, but I'm not militia in any way, shape, or form. I'm just a passionate American who wants to make a stand. You would say to me, please stay home, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yeah, if you don't have the skill set, don't go, please. Our best bet is to have former military and or law enforcement.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
they're going to have the skill sets. Now, it's
or
not
in the very
that
least,
I couldn't use some other people, but
a lot of people don't like to take orders, and
yeah,
unless
right.
you've been in military or law enforcement of some type, you know, you have to learn that first, you know.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Everybody starts out
front. And a lot of times you run into some egos or some fringe groups, and they think they don't have to follow orders because, you know, they're not part of it. We're here on our own. We're not part of that. We're, you know, and they may go down to the border and do something drastic that could cause trouble. Now, if someone goes down there as a vigilante, regular citizen, say someone like myself, runs down to the border and does something crazy, detains a couple of these guys and beats the crap out of them and shoots one of them, what's going to happen to that guy, even though he's there with his main intention is border security, even though he's out of hand and out of control? What will happen to people who do stuff like that?
He's subject to the law. You know, if you go down there and you shoot somebody and it's not justified, guess what? You're going to have to face the charges. You have to take in consideration, you know, that we are dealing with, this is kind of a humanitarian mission,
yes.
but it's a peacekeeping
mm-hmm.
mission, okay?
That's what anybody wants, anybody get.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people on the other side who are being lied to and told to come up here and told that we want them here. And also I'm getting word from Border Patrol agents who are telling me that they are actually being told, come up here, claim what's yours, kill Whitey, and you'll live in a utopia, which is crazy. There was 20 of them that got caught a few days ago, and that's what they all said.
That was my understanding.
They're being lied to and brought up here. So
said they didn't
kinda,
get paid.
Yeah.
Because there's people out there who want to nothing short of. There's people who want to see nothing short of failure here, and so that they can say, "See, they screwed up. They sent all these people down there, and look, now there's dead people. And oh my God, impeach!" And they think that they're going to get that done when if they win the House and the Senate with this election tomorrow. And I have this deep feeling that it's going to be a massive landslide. And towards the end of this show, I will have a couple of members from Walk Away Florida chapter. They are getting ready to walk away from the Democratic Party tomorrow, and then they're gearing up to walk away from the Democratic Party for the presidential election of 2020. And we're going to be bringing them on the show at the end here, towards the end of the show, for a quick 10-minute teaser. They'll be on the 26th. Walk Away Florida. It's a nationwide movement right now with chapters in every state. So, and they want to join forces with our side. And they're millions and millions strong. And it's the last thing the deep state government wants is for all of us to unify. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Once we all wake up and go, oh my God, we're going to unify the American Patriot Union, unifying the patriots, and then unifying other groups that just want to live free with liberty, freedom, and the American way of life intact for the next generations to come. God bless America. We are witnessing greatness in our country, a great awakening. The silent majority stirred so much so that they can't help but become the screaming majority. God bless America. Isn't this great times, Dale?
Yes, it is.
Amazing.
I'm not positive, but I think the last time that this was even brought up was World War II. And that was due to, you know, they sent the military out, and the only ones around were the Coast Guard, of course, which did an outstanding job. And but then they had to have, unfortunately, concentration camps because of things that had happened. We don't want any of this. We want the people that's coming through the border that want to apply for asylum to have the chance to apply for asylum. You know, do it the legal way.
I heard that they weren't going to be allowing asylum because Mexico offered asylum, and they were all like, hell no, we don't really want asylum. We want America. Yeah. Well, I heard the asylum wasn't going to cut it when they got to the border this time around. Has that changed?
You know, what's going on is that we're going to detain them, process them, and what I've been told so far is that they're going to send them back. But that's subject to change, I would think. But it depends on who's what. Yeah. So I don't think they're going to really bring them in, though. But I know that they're setting up tents to process, and then we'll, you know, go from there.
Right. Yeah, and from what I can tell, it looks like
lot of people don't understand, this is going on at almost every border to a certain extent.
Right.
You know, at ports around America, and they're beefing up, you know, the Canadian border even.
Yes.
We don't know what all to expect as we're talking right now.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
I'm going
actually,
down tomorrow to Jeff City. I've got a friend of mine in office, and I want to talk to him about the state of Missouri and give him the commanding officer that'll take the Missouri militia when I'm out of state. And
right.
That's kind of how we've worked. We work east and west in Missouri, and we help out all year long. It's not military things that, you know, we go down, we help, you know, like in tornado situations and
right.
clean up.
Yeah.
You know, everybody thinks about the militia like it's a terrible thing, but it's just patriotic citizens.
Well,
and,
what people
yeah,
don't
maybe
realize,
they...
oh, wait a second, hold on, it's not even just patriotic citizens. Every American is part of the regulated militia as per
That's
the
right.
Second Amendment. Every single American citizen can be called upon as a citizen militia if the government calls it. Because they need
That's
us.
Great.
Say there's a big war and the whole military is over in Africa or something fighting. And there's no one here to defend our country. Guess who's here? The militias of America. Those are the guys that will rise and save the nation when our military is spread thin. I'm telling you, the folks don't understand that. You know, and they fail to get the founding documents and read them and understand them. And they're hard to understand. You have to read the founding documents many times. And really, like, you know, you go to Bible study, they should have Constitution study. You should go Wednesday night to Bible study and Thursday night to Constitution Sunday study, and then have your butt in the pew on Sunday praising the Lord. That's just my own opinion. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm telling you, that's a problem. Part of the problem we have in our country today is people have lost sight of our founding fathers' mission and why they came here and what they had in mind. You know, all the things that they had seen, all the abuses by government or the king at that time, which I guess was government, the abuses. When you read the Declaration of Independence, I read it in the throes of the Obama administration, and I'm thinking to myself, holy crap, this sounds like Obama. All the grievances that they're laying out in the Declaration of Independence are like the same grievances we have today. And they seen it was going to happen. They knew it, and they tried to prevent it. Remember, folks, the Constitution does not give rights. It protects God-given rights. People forget that.
That's right.
This is not what
you know,
gives
you
the right.
I don't believe there's a law. I don't believe there's
God
a law listed anywhere that they can take your vote away, whether you're a felon or not. I think
right.
that law comes from a judge that
yep.
may even be overstepping his bounds.
As
far as voting,
now,
if you're a violent felon, that might be a different story.
That's why here in Florida, for nonviolent felons, they have Amendment 4, which is if you, like, say in 1987, you got popped with an ounce of pot. You know, and now it's 2018
right.
and you want to vote and you never got in trouble again. It was 1987. Yeah, I think he could probably vote. You know, he's probably a good guy, paid his taxes, went to work, never got in trouble again. give that guy a free pass. I agree with that.
Just write your attorney general or your governor of the state that you were in when you got in trouble.
I have a gentleman who's in one of our group chats I have with Dale and Dean. His name is Josh. He works down here with some of the 3% groups in Florida. He had a question about the caravan, I guess the second caravan that's coming in. Hey, Josh, what's happening, brother?
Hey, brother. How are you, man?
I'm good. Say hello to who do we got on the phone? We got Major General Dale Beth and Dean.
Yes, sir.
Dean Dottieta.
Hey, we got to get back to people need to read the Federalist paperwork.
Hey, give me 1 second, Josh. Give me 1 second, right, Josh. Man. I got to ask Dean a quick question. Dean, do you have a rank in this national 3% group militia?
When Burns, Oregon happened, I was with AP 3%. And I had to leave AP 3% to assist because Scott Shedden wanted to keep AP out of it. And so when I left to assist with the situation in Burns, Oregon, 3%, National 3% came to me and said, we'd like to make you a general with us. And I said, doesn't matter to me. In my opinion, I'm more of a influential person within the Patriot movement. So I talked to pretty much everybody. I started out as a oath keeper before Bundy Ranch. When Bundy Ranch happened, I kind of contacted some people to get some people there unarmed to get in the middle of it. That was Overpass, and those people just so happened to be AP3. And then they asked me to come over, and I did. Then I became the...
We're glad you did.
And then I became the lead for the entire West Coast, two zones for AP3. And then situation in West Virginia happened when I went to West Virginia.
I remember.
I had to hide out a little bit. You remember that? And then we formed up Patriot Express to get me home.
Yep.
I got abandoned them. And then Burns, Oregon happened. And that's when I stepped into the role with the National 3%. And I've been trying to unite the groups ever since.
Hallelujah. So we're working on that. So Josh has a question. Josh, tell us what group you're affiliated with, if you can, and then ask your question.
Dean already knows basically who I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dean's a great guy. I just want to thank you, my brother. You've done a great job, man. First off and foremost. I'm not on Facebook as much, and Mark will be able to testify on that because I've had a lot of personal issues going on with kids and whatnot. And there's been rumors and sets that there's a second caravan coming in, okay, that these guys are actually armed. Have you guys heard anything on this?
There is a number of bad players within the caravan that are armed. There also has been groups that have been up on the border for several months now that are armed as well. And we're seeing the same thing happening up at the northern border as well. We're starting to see several groups up there. We've let the administration know what we're seeing, and they're seeing the same thing, and we're just keeping an eye on it.
With the American Patriot Union, what we're looking at, we always try not to report anything unless we can verify it, obviously. And I know Dean does, too. What we're trying to do is just let every state that had, you know, I bet there's probably 15 militias in every state at least. I think Ohio has 300. But, and you do have a lot of this bumping heads across the nation, you know. But I think when things push comes to shove, I think everybody will fall in line. And we know who's in charge. Our active military members are in charge, and our commander-in-chief is in charge of them. So, you know, we're there to help them out in any way possible. We would have loved to come down and help the Border Patrol out. They couldn't ask us because then they would have had to pay us. And
right.
There wasn't really in the budget for that.
Gotcha.
Nobody really wanted any money.
And now, are you guys expecting a large number of vetable patriots, ex-military, and law enforcement to make their way down there? How's the flow been?
It's been slow moving, but groups are showing up. We were hoping for an overwhelming force early on just to get these people to turn around, you know. But we are getting some numbers down there. It's unclear on our numbers. Of course, the military is keeping tabs on us a little bit and also going to adjust their numbers as need be. So,
yeah, and vetting isn't as easy as it seems. I mean, you don't just walk up and give them your name and, you know, how long you've been doing this and whatever. You know, I think I carried my FBI clearance number for 15 years before it fell off my driver's license. And I was a personal protection officer for the city of Kansas City, Missouri, trained with the 3175th Military Police. And but the city paid for that. I wasn't actually with the 3175th. It was a training speed course for the presidential detail that came in to Kansas City that I was on, which was pretty interesting.
Now, I got a couple of guests coming on here in a second from Walkaway Florida Group. So before I bring those guys in, as a call to action, tell folks exactly the plan, what they have to do, where they have to go, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and who you are calling actually to action. Go ahead, sir. Anyway, Dean or Dale.
First thing. You want to go ahead, Dean?
I can. Who we're calling in? The most easily vetted people that we can get because we don't have time, right? So former military, former law enforcement, that way they can be quickly vetted.
Right.
Once you get down there, you just got to approach the military personnel that are down there and check in with them, say we're here to help, approach them in proper fashion, you know, keep things law-abiding as you can. And
is there an actual processing center for that right now? Is there a particular place where they're going?
They have a process down there, and they will vet you in, swear you in, and set it all up. You'll be basically under their command.
Right.
Yeah. I've been telling any of our guys to go to the first checkpoint you find.
Yep.
Don't try to drive by them because you probably won't get too far.
Yeah.
you stop by the first checkpoint you see, and there will be checkpoints on every major road. Because there are already people here in this country that we have to watch for, too. So every state needs to have their own state protected, which is why it's not a national call to arms for everyone. When a certain amount of people leave, people step up, and I know a lot that are already getting ready to do that, and I'm going to do a little 4 to 5 state run first, and little recruitment deal, and just mainly because I have a couple of people I want to talk to before I head down there. And if it comes to the point of where our little units that are going with me are told to go elsewhere, then that's what we'll do. You know, that way we stay mobile and the backup, you know, because there's going to be a lot of Texas militia veterans down there and law enforcement.
Right.
And we don't want to step on their toes either. The American Patriot Union is a way for all militia groups to fall underneath and communicate with each other, and it doesn't knock down the hierarchy of their organization. We don't want to say, listen, and this is what you're going to do from us. We just want to be able for all these groups to get along and have the same goals. And that's to protect those that can't protect themselves.
Right on. I want to thank you guys. I want to thank you guys for coming on the show tonight. If you want to stick around, and if you have any websites or anything you want to give out, you can give out some websites for people to want to help out, volunteer, donate, or something like that. Right now is your opportunity, real quick.
A-U-A-G.
I don't think we have any set up yet.
Michael Hutton is working on AUAT's new website. We kind of got stuck with, I won't name names. one of the major groups stuck us with some high bills and didn't finish it. And
right.
So now he's about to launch our new website, and it'll be a lot easier to go through. And we should be able, every community, whether people know it or not, every community has a liaison officer from the FBI assigned to them. And I mean, it could be an unincorporated town in the boondocks. There's a liaison officer, a community liaison officer with the FBI in every state that covers that area. And if you want to find out more about it, if you have a militia organization that you want to be in touch with the FBI or the military, actually the FBI will point you in that direction. But that's who you need to call. And you can look it up right online. I started out a liaison officer just because I talk a lot. So, I've been in the Missouri militia for over 25 active years, so. Luckily,
Major General Dale Best Jr., like myself, is a blabbermouth. That's great. That's good. That means you need a radio show. All right, guys, I got to bring these other guests in. They're very important guests. We got some very important unifications happening, not only in American Patriot Union, uniting patriot groups, but we have the Walk Away campaign. Folks, you may have heard of the Walk Away campaign. Have you guys heard about the Walk Away campaign?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're walking
when
away from the Democratic Party.
Right away.
They are walking away from the party in huge numbers, and I'm going to bring in real fast one of the members of Walk Away Florida, and it's really spectacular what's happening in our country as they walk away and unite. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show real fast for a teaser for our show coming up in the end of November. Ladies and gentlemen, from Walk Away Florida, Natalie. What's happening, Natalie?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to have you. Thank you so much for coming on. I so appreciate it. It's an honor to speak with someone affiliated with the Walk Away campaign. I've been trying to get Brandon Strocker on the show, but I guess he's too busy to go on these kind of shows. Unless it's got over a million viewers, I don't think he's going to come on the show, maybe. I don't know. But
Well, I don't know if you know this, but he's actually going to start state-to-state tours, which is going to be wonderful.
Right, and when he comes to Florida, maybe we can get out to a rally. It's really tough. I didn't even make it to one Trump rally, if you could believe that. But I'm a busy man working a lot of hours and doing a radio show. It's so odd. I would have loved to have done a live broadcast from the Trump rally. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But it didn't happen. So tell us a little bit about Walk Away Florida, and then we'll talk a little bit about a show that we're going to do on November 26th.
So Walk Away was founded by Brandon Straka. He is a gay male hairdresser, and he was sent a video from one of his conservative friends that clearly pointed out the media bias with the president. He went on YouTube and he found a bunch more videos where the actual things that the president was saying was twisted around by the media, and he was blown away. So he started doing his own research, like the majority of us walkaways. I saw his video very early on. I was blown away, and it just blew up after that. Now, me, myself, I've been a Democrat my whole life, born and raised, like most of us, because we were raised like that. That's what we were taught. For me, I'm a former Marine, and when Benghazi happened and I realized that those guys were hung out to dry and died for it, that's what turned me. And I really think that, and I tell people this all the time, I think that what changes people from Democrat to independent or Republican, and this walk away does not mean you have to be Republican. It's just you're walking away
right.
from the craziness of the left. And I really think that people have to have their moment, their aha moment. And for me, it was Benghazi. I was disgusted, and there was no way I was going to vote for Hillary Clinton, absolutely none. And because my eyes were open from that moment, because of Benghazi, I was able to see through all the other BS. I shut the news off. I stopped watching the news. I was doing my own history lesson, stuff obviously I haven't seen in a while, and now they hardly teach. And it's just amazing to me how the media and the left spin everything to fit themselves. You know, they call us Nazis and fascists and look at them and go, you're doing exactly what Nazis and fascists do. Why are you calling me that?
Right.
It's insane.
I say that all the time. It's groups calling us Nazis and fascists while using Nazi fascist techniques.
That's what I noticed.
Well, that's what I noticed about the leftists, and especially the very radicalized leftists. If they're accusing you of it, 9 times out of 10, maybe 9.9 times out of 10, that's what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Almost every single time.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know,
so
I think
the
amazing thing.
You did this.
Yes.
Yep.
They did it. And you know, the really cool
Great.
Thing about this movement is it didn't just wake up. You know, it woke up everybody. Like Brandon, the Walk Away campaign, which is the national movement, they get calls and videos from all around the world from people who don't believe in the far left progressive movement. Their countries are getting ruined and overrun by it. You know, it's happening in Paris, some places in Australia, everywhere. But the other cool things come from it, as for anyone who went to the march in D.C., is we've got a whole era now of Black Americans, Latino Americans, who are walking away as well. Everybody's waking up and realizing that the Democratic Party has been holding them down for so long, and it's just so cool to see all of these people. I mean, people from, it doesn't matter what sex you are, what sexual orientation you are, what religion you are, people are waking up to the fact that these people have been lying, and not only has it been lying, but now they're taking our country down a road we don't want to go, because I don't know about you, what in the world are they thinking talking about socialism in the United States?
I don't know. And they're and the platform that they're running on is, we're going to keep Obamacare, and we're going to take our crumbs back. Nancy Pelosi called them crumbs, so they want to take all the. If you listen to Sean Hannity, right, he says it all the time. They're running on Obamacare, taking the crumbs back, endless investigations, and just tying up Congress so nothing gets done so that they can say in 2020, see, look, they got nothing done.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
You know, you really try to look at them with an open mind, and all you can come up with is they hate Trump. But the underlying thing is they're used to being in power, and I really believe they were heading us towards globalism. We all believe that.
Yeah.
That's some scary stuff. Absolutely. You know, when I realized that people were
kneeling
at our flag, at our national anthem, I was disgusted.
How about this? I don't know. You kind of maybe not have heard of this before, but Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030.
I implore you
to research. Yeah, research Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. And you will see that the goal of the globalists is to use wildlife and things like that to get us out of, country settings where there's limited population and there's open, vast land. They want all the people out of that areas, and they want them to be in urban areas. They're trying to get everybody out of rural areas. Globalize education. Nancy Davos just went down to South America, and for the first time ever, the G20 Education Summit took place, and they all signed on to global education. And countries like Saudi Arabia, where women have no rights, and Iran are writing textbooks and text chapters and lessons for our children to learn. I don't think so. And this is President Trump's education lead secretary, Nancy, I think Davos.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's
just
pretty scary.
Think about it.
They went after, hold on one second. They went after our health care. It failed. Now they're going after the education. And again, they're making big strides in indoctrinating these kids. And it's really scary what's happening in some of these schools with the leftist agenda in the textbooks and anything conservative scrubbed and scrapped, any idea of less government, small taxes, anything like that, freedom, liberty. Yeah. The Tea Party guys back in that started the revolution when they threw the crates of tea into the harbor are now being taught that they are terrorists, not heroes. And it's really scary.
It is scary, and I think that for too long people were asleep, and I don't think that people realized what was going on. But when Obama was in office and we started to realize that, wait a minute, he's inviting, Black Lives Matter into the White House and talking about how police officers are bad. He's not supporting our military. He's not wearing his lapel pin anymore. He's not putting his hand over his heart for our national anthem. What is going on? And, I think it's tough. I think the great thing about this movement. Go ahead.
I just need a quick second. I want to say hello to a couple of people that just came in on the live feed. Ladies and gentlemen, America's most patriotic rock and roller, Dave Bray, just joined us in the live feed. Welcome to the show. Dave, stick around. I'm going to be playing your version of the Star Spangled Banner here right at the end of the show. And my good friend, Bill Muckler, 2020, A Vision for America is his book. And you want to check out Bill Muckler's book, 2020, A Vision for America. Good stuff happening there. Welcome to the live feed, guys. All right, so we're going to be doing a show with Walkaway Florida on November 26th. And who's going to join you, Natalie?
Right now I know we've got Roy L. De Niro. He is a Black American man. He is all over the state of Florida doing videos, live feeds. He's at all of the rallies. He's just amazing, and he's got a lot of stuff to say because he also walked away. And I'm not sure who else we're going to get, but I'm sure we will have some more people. But Royale, boy, he's got a story for y'all.
Excellent. There you have it, folks. And we'll be doing that show November 26th right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. That is the Monday following Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, I believe, is the 22nd. There'll be no show on Thanksgiving, folks, because I'll be giving thanks. Usually on the holidays, if my show's on a holiday, I don't do the show. So Thursday, Thanksgiving every year is a free day off for Patriot Nation Radio, at least for me. I have a counterpart that joins me on Thursdays. His name is James Bostic. His show is A Conservative Perspective, and he'll probably have his show on Thanksgiving But I don't know. He's like a chef on the side. He really cooks, does some good stuff. He's always telling us about his recipes, you know. But I want to thank you, Natalie, for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Walk Away Florida on November 26th. They'll be joining us right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Thank you so much, Natalie. And then, folks, I'm going to go over the schedule real quick. I'm behind again, but I started a little late. So on the 8th, this Thursday, we have Lazaro, my good friend Lazaro's coming on, and he's going to talk about all kinds of things. We're just going to talk about everything. And I also have there's a case here in Florida, one county south from where I live, school called the Chasco Middle School. There is a school teacher, and this particular school teacher refuses, he's a gym teacher, to go into the shower and watch a middle school girl who identifies as a boy take showers in the boys' locker room with the boys to make sure she's safe. So he said, no, I'm not doing that. So his lawyer is going to come on the show on the 8th to join us, and then Lazaro will join us in the second half. It's crazy stuff, folks. And they're reprimanding him, and they're censoring him, and he's not allowed to talk about it. He doesn't want to watch a little girl take a shower. What's wrong with that? He's doing the right thing. He's being honorable, and he's standing up for it. Okay, she identifies as a little boy. That's fine. Then she should shower alone just for the sanctity and of these little boys. They're in there. It's going to drive them crazy. And then, folks, on the 12th, we had a gentleman who came on the show about 3 years ago. His name was David Hart. He's the dead Marine walking. Dedicated his life to the Marines, was painting military vehicles on the battlefield, and they don't provide respirators and breathing apparatus for these guys out on the battlefield. And so he's come down with three different kinds of cancer, apparently, and he disappeared for a while. Well, he's back, and he's going to join us on November 12th. We're going to do a Veterans Day. We're going to honor our veterans. Do it the day after because that's the closest to my show. We'll probably hit it on Thursday the week before too. Honor our veterans. We honor veterans here all the time on our show. I just want to say to Michael Ray there on the live feed, Madison Rising no longer employs Dave Bray. He's on his own, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition, will have the Star Spangled Banner on it. It'll have other shows like Into the Fire and Freedom Rings, and you can hear Taps and Amazing Grace and God Bless America. There's a lot of great songs and the reasons why he sang them and put them on his album. So you want to go check that out. Make sure you head on over there. Then on the 15th of November, there's a young boy who has been kidnapped by CPS and had forced chemotherapy after a doctor said he was cancer-free. So CPS didn't like that. They took the kid, they put him in a medical facility, and are forcing chemotherapy on a kid who has no cancer. It's crazy. Those folks are going to be joining us. I believe his mom is joining us. You won't believe this story. CPS kidnapping for forced chemotherapy on a kid who's deemed cancer-free. Crazy what's happening. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And it looks like maybe on November 19th, we might be firing up another show about this Las Vegas massacre that happened on October 1st, 2017. It's kind of kooky. These things are happening and they're being covered up and people are dying. And just to push a government agenda, it's kind of crazy. And then, of course, you heard it right here tonight. Walk Away Florida on November 26th. That gets us all the way to the end of November. No show on Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. And with that, I want to say good night. Thank you all so much for tuning in tonight there on the live feed and everybody there in Blog Talk Radio World. Join me as I rise and do the national anthem as performed by our good friend and America's most patriotic rocker, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. This is the Star Spangled Banner, as only Dave Bray and his guys can perform it. There'll probably be an ad. It's always the ad on the YouTube. They always get me with that ad.
Get serious, fam. We need better wages here in Florida. Our teachers are some of the lowest paid in the country, and we have a racist stand your ground law. Most politicians think they don't have to listen to people like me. But Andrew Gillum and Bill Nelson will.
No, they won't. Here it is. Talk back about it. That's right, folks. The Star Spangled Banner is performed by Dave Ray, DaveRayUSA.com. Get your copy today of Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. You want to make sure you get your copy today. Great, great album. Glad to have him on our friends list and on our show from time to time. Thank you so much, Dave Ray. Some great music that inspires many. God bless America. God bless you. I want to say thanks, Jim, Diana, Michael, Bill, Dave Ray, of course. Diana, Russ, Carol, Walter Wood from up in New York. Ah, miss you, brother. Miss you, brother. Miss you. Patrick Berge is watching. Everybody, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in, and everybody in Blog Talk Radio world, thank you. With that, I want to say good night. God bless you. God bless America. Veterans Day this Sunday, folks. Get ready. God bless. And don't wait till Veterans Day to thank a veteran. Thank a veteran every day. Good night. God bless America. God bless you. Peace.